Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. There are nearly 200 Wernstraßen, or residential streets, in Vienna. The term refers to a special kind of street where traffic is limited to a walking pace and the roadway is open to pedestrians. Incredibly, very few people know about them, even those living in the city, because they look just like any other old street, except for a small blue sign depicting children at play. As a result, the experiment that began in 1983 has largely fallen through. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov reports from the Austrian capital.
I'm in the Pelzgasse in Vienna's 15th district, a couple of blocks away from its ring road, the Gürtel. This is what is known as a high immigration area, with very few parks and not much in the way of public amenities. So this street, this Wohnstraße, is a godsend to its residents.
It's the name for a street in a residential area where there's mostly apartments and not like too many shops or restaurants. And the idea is to have a quiet street where only the residents drive for parking their car, but there's no drive-through traffic.
That's Barbara Lahr, a university researcher specializing in transport and traffic engineering. She's also a member of a civic initiative called Platz für Wien that wants to see better urban planning in the city.
I think the idea is good, but the way the Wohnstraßen are designed in Vienna does not suit the idea.
How do you mean?
So most of them look like any other street. There's just a sign that says Wohnstraße. Many people don't even know what that means. There are certain rules. For example, vehicles are actually not allowed. There's just some exceptions. So residents can go there to park their car in the garage or also on the street. But people are allowed to use the driving lane so they can walk everywhere on the street. And if you go there with a motorized vehicle, you have to drive in walking speed. So that means 5 kilometers per hour. These are the rules, but it's not really enforced. So usually people just drive with their car in the usual speed and don't follow the rules. It's not enough to just put up the sign and say, this is a Wohnstraße, but you have to change the design so that people intuitively know how to behave and that they are allowed to use the whole street. It's supposed to be something like an extended living room that people use as public space to also spend time there and not just a street used for traffic.
Vienna's first Wohnstraßen date back to the mid-1980s, but Barbara says the concept goes back even further.
In the past, the streetscape of cities was used as public space. It was actually used like a Wohnstraße. Children were playing in the streets, people walked anywhere, they had encounters with people with different backgrounds. And then when we invited the car to the city, we actually gave space away to the car. So this changed how people used the street. And the residents wanted to have like a calmer streets again. And the Wohnstraße was an idea on how to make this. So it's important that people also have space outside that they can use, especially in areas like here where there's many poor people. So they have small apartments, so they need to be given an area. And this should be close to their home and not like a park somewhere. Mm. We've seen this very clearly during the first lockdown in the corona pandemic, because like the public parks were closed. And you could also see that many of the sidewalks are too narrow to keep your distance. And it became really apparent that public space is so important and that we need to give this space to the people and not just leave it to the cars.
As someone who has lived in Vienna for a long time, I can't help wondering whether this romantic idea of children playing in the middle of the road while their parents take a well-deserved break in the sun is even possible in this city. A city that has a reputation for unfriendliness and grumpiness. I put this question to Barbara.
In the past, in Vienna, like the usual Viennese people, they were out on the streets playing, spending their time there. Yeah, it just changed over time. So maybe now you think it's not their mentality, but maybe it used to be. But yeah, well, I'm not that old. I don't remember these times. Yeah. I've just seen it in pictures, actually. And also, to me, it's not common for me to spend time in the street. But I can imagine a future where that is possible. And I can also imagine Viennese people living like that. And I mean, they don't need to be friendly. They can be grumpy in the street, but still have the encounters.
For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, city lovers.